When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey.
Hey.
I did it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
Wait, you think I'm talking about coming out, right?
Yeah, you texted me last night.
I just wanted to make sure.
I feel really good.
Okay, great.
I feel like now I can start figuring out who I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now I've said the words, I'm gay. So now it's just I can like keep
building.
Because when you come out of the closet, that's actually just the beginning. Because now I feel like I have to come out even further about, you know, who I really am.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to be really interesting, and I'm excited about my life.
You know what the next thing you should do is?
What?
Listen to music that will kind of familiarize yourself with.
This time. Because, you know. Hi.
Guys, I did it.
What?
Oh my God, Will.
What? What did you do?
You came out?
Congratulations, whatever it is.
No.
You didn't come
what
out?
What is that
came
face?
Came out of what?
The closet.
As in?
This closet, like, this is about sexuality.
Oh, no.
Okay, what do you mean
what
you did
do you mean
it?
You did it?
You didn't offer Kevin Spacey a contract, did you?
I got a haircut.
Oh.
Oh, it looks good.
Phew.
Yeah.
I thought you did something crazy.
No, I just finally got a haircut.
Okay.
Have you been in contact with Kevin?
Oh, God.
Okay, the lack of response is
yes,
damning.
I have, but it's Kevin James.
Okay.
Now we're cooking
with
the King of Queens.
King of Queens, a
yeah.
young talent.
Yeah.
Hey, cheers to that.
Cheers.
Here's a sugar-free
Clink.
Red Bull.
Oh, sugar-free
Here's
Red Bull.
Here's an Athletic Greens.
Okay.
Let's just...
Hold on. Let me put them in the blender together.
Absolutely.
Brought us a... Well, we gotta get this meeting started.
We should get started soon, but
we gotta
do your thing. Right. So, anyway,
congratulations!
I came out of the closet. And
oh,
went well.
Congratulations!
Yeah, it's a big week, big night. Big,
great,
big.
Our latest comedian,
mm-hmm.
entertainer,
yes,
writer,
mm-hmm.
performer,
yeah,
triple, quadruple, quintuple threat.
Holy shit.
Who can keep count anymore?
Jesus, you hear this?
Is a proud alumnus.
All of them?
Of the University of Chicago.
All right.
Smarty pants.
Right?
Chi-town.
And guess what he graduated with?
A 4.0?
Possibly. A biology degree.
Hmm.
that he is not using at all.
I bet he uses it every now and then.
I bet he uses his biology in the bedroom. Hey, listen, did you know that Bowen Yang was a chemistry major?
We don't have to get into
this. Really?
Yeah, he was.
At University of Chicago?
No, at a worse school called NYU.
Whoa.
Okay. It wasn't.
Especially for chemistry.
Honey.
Anyone can get into that program.
Truly.
This is real. I got a Bachelor of Arts.
In chemistry.
Not science.
Oh, arts.
Arts. Because chemistry, as we all know.
Is an art. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts. I have a BFA. Big fat ass in dramatic writing from. Sorry. New York University.
Okay.
Oh.
Tisch School of the Arts.
Oh, yeah.
Honey.
Okay.
You've heard of it?
I have.
Okay.
Well,
holy smokes.
Where did you go to school?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I know.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
All right.
So that's what I was going to say.
USC.
Great.
Sports information degree. Thank you.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They canceled the major. Okay.
You burned it down, huh? You really shut that down.
They said it was way too difficult, so they canceled it.
Sports information?
Sports information.
That sounds really...
What is that like?
How many yards in a football field? Go.
200?
100.
50 per side.
My dad was a football coach my entire life. I didn't know that.
You need to be a sports information major. I'm surprised they didn't make you.
Don't tell me what I need.
To the Tisch School of Sports Information.
Was that your final? They just asked you that one question?
That was it.
That's amazing.
In front of a panel of 1,000 people staring at you.
God, it's like Slumdog Millionaire.
It was
stakes so high.
So high.
For a question.
Mm.
Well, so tell us about this podcast.
This podcast is called Stakes So High.
Oh.
No, wait. Wrong page. That's for later.
Okay, wait, I'm seeing it was hosted by
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Stakes so high.
Stakes so high.
It's where he tries to reach stakes, ribeyes he put on top of a high shelf. It's hilarious. Leah Remini's in it,
and
too.
And hopefully doesn't pull a back muscle.
Yeah. Well, then Leah Remini's in the corner, lotioning her hands, being like, I told you so.
And her name is Ashley Stakes, and she's stoned out of her mind.
Right. Stakes so high.
Wait, why do I want to see this?
Tuesday nights at 8 on TBS. I'd watch.
Me too.
Well, I mean, is that?
I'm sorry. I'm not doing this person a disservice, mm-hmm. And I need to just let you know who it is. It's Steve Hahn.
Oh, Steve Hahn.
Oh, one of the greatest.
Yes,
one of the greatest.
Oh, absolutely.
Chicago King.
Biology degree. He's a recipient of the 2018 NBC Universal Second City Bob Curry Fellowship.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
2018 cast member and writer of Urban Twist Public Empathy #1.
Public Empathy. I love that.
I love that.
He's also performed sketch and stand-up at venues like The Steppenwolf.
Oh, famous
theater. It is always referred to as The Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Or just Steppenwolf.
I think Steppenwolf. Maybe the article is optional.
I want to read you what Steve's endeavor is all about. Okay. The super delusionally confident Yoko Homo.
Oh.
Part of the queer community.
Part of the
attempts
community.
To educate listeners and interview scholarly guests with his one Achilles heel, his relationship with his dad and stepmom, Sharon.
Whew.
Find out more on Are You There, Dad? It's Me, Yoko.
Okay.
Interesting.
Some Judy Blume influence
there.
I think that we're getting... a young talent.
It's
coming of age.
Yeah, coming of age.
With a story,
a queer story.
I'm sorry, he's not from Los Angeles.
He's not?
Oh, yeah, he's
But
not.
I think that's fine in this
case.
We'll
see.
It's good for us to have some Midwest in here.
Yeah, especially, you know, this is just the truth. Gay people are everywhere, and we need to start saying it. This is...
So, chat, are you there, Dad?
It's me, Yoko!
Hello, this is Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. My name is Yoko Homo, and I will be your host. I am a 3-time Grammy Award party crasher. I'm runner-up on the first and only season of NBC's America's Biggest Show-Off, and I have a BA in costume technology from Princeton University in Princeton, Arizona. So recently, I was in my dad's new fancy home for my stepsister's 8th grade graduation party when I got a call from my alma mater saying that the whole school fell into the Grand Canyon, and as such, the school and my degree lost its accreditation. Okay, and then my stepmom, Sharon, told me that I was an idiot who'd never amount to anything. And you know what? Now I have a podcast, and only smart people have podcasts. So who's the dummy who bubbled their name incorrectly and subsequently got the world's first and so far only negative SAT score? Sharon! And to prove Sharon even more wrong, I thought I'd start an educational podcast to show her, and more importantly, my dad, how smart I actually am. And Dad, if you're listening, please don't forget to pick me up today after I finish recording like you did last time when you and Sharon went to that Dave & Buster's and I had to spend the night here. Please pick me up. So join each week to hear me interview experts in fields ranging from architecture to zoology, to hear me help them learn a thing or two about their field. And hey, who knows? Maybe I'm going to learn a thing or two myself, which seems highly unlikely because I got an ENFJ on my recent IQ test, so I'm pretty smart. But this is Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. So in this first segment, because this is an educational podcast, I'm going to start off each podcast by educating the listeners on an event in history and talk about how I would have handled it differently in a segment called They Should Have Known. In this first They Should Have Known, we're going to talk about Pompeii. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what Pompeii is because you're dumb, I'm here to help. It's a city in old Italy that had this big volcano and basically like everyone died. Like the lava and the volcano guts, like it, like, what's the word? Suffocated. It suffocated everyone. And then they just went like, bleh, they died. So how would I handled it? I would have seen the volcano erupting, and I would have gotten into my Honda CR-V and I would have driven off. Like, it's like, come on, people, duh. Like, people don't do anything unless they see someone else do it. It's like how my dad, when I was a kid, he wouldn't show up to my soccer games until he saw all the other dads doing it. And then his favorite thing became going to anyone's soccer game but mine, which is fine. Like, I'm totally fine. That's cool. Anyway, this is all to say, this is my advice for this episode. If you see a volcano, drive away in your Honda CR-V, duh. So in this next segment called You Should Have Known, I bring in experts in their field to talk about their studies and their work, again, because this is an educational podcast. And speaking of Pompeii and old stuff, this week's guest is esteemed department head of archaeology from Vanderbilt University, Professor Dimitri White. I'm so excited to have you on board, Professor.
It is an honor to be here with you, Yoko. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Yes, thank you so much for responding. I really appreciate it. And my producers said that Instagram was an inappropriate way to reach out. So I'm sorry about some of those messages I sent.
It's okay. I mix up who I send things to all the time, and I will not share those pictures with anyone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Because I did see that you screenshotted them because Instagram tells you that. But you can have those for yourself.
So that I'm keeping them safe for you.
Wow. And that's crazy because you're an archaeologist. So you do things like that all the time. Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of a digital dig.
Wow. Okay. So, Professor, I'm just so interested in archaeology, you know, like especially. And so you're a professor in the archaeology of the Americas, right?
Correct. Yes.
Like Atlantis? Because I love Georgia in the spring.
Yeah. So we're actually talking about four different places here, right? So Georgia is a state as well as a country. And Atlantis is a mythical city underneath water. And Atlanta is a city in Georgia, which is the state in America. Now, if you've seen the Elton John animated movie of Atlantis, you'll notice it doesn't feel real. And that's something that you should trust in your gut, because to my knowledge, Atlantis is not a real place.
Are you sure? Because that guy in it was pretty hot.
Well, yeah, I mean, even if you're animated, if you get cast in a Disney movie, you've got to be chiseled. But to my studies and to my knowledge and my colleagues' information, I do not believe it is a real place.
Are you sure? Because my crush got pretty real. It was pretty.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it is a real hotel in the Bahamas where sometimes live with Kelly, you know, we'll go for a week. But otherwise, no, I don't believe it is a underwater village.
Oh, well, this is kind of a bummer to start the podcast off. Okay.
There's a lot of places that are real, and I'm happy to talk about them. Some of them are even more exciting than what we know to be the myth of Atlantis.
Okay, well, I guess just, God, this sucks.
I'm sorry.
Do I have to keep doing this? Do I have to keep recording? Okay, my producer's saying I have to keep recording. Anyway, sorry. Okay.
Okay.
So can you, okay, whatever. Can you just tell me, like, what makes the findings in the America unique, I guess, from Georgia or whatever you were saying?
We don't have time for everything. I'll tell you that much. I could keep you hostage with some of this information. So there's so many interesting findings that make North American archaeology interesting. And I'll tell you one of the most recent ones that I found. A lot of people say horses were brought over to the Americas by Columbus. Have you heard that before, Yoko?
What?
Have you ever heard that rumor?
I've seen the movie Spirit, and I know that horses were born here.
Well, yes, horses are born all over the place if their parents are there. But horses were actually here before Columbus, and they were prevalent. And one of the most unique ways that we know that is many Native American indigenous tribes had horses with longer hair. And so we have found the material remains of horse hair clips from thousands of years ago. In fact, the first banana clip was used on a horse in North America.
Thousands of years ago?
Thousands of years ago. Tell me that's not interesting.
Like the 80s?
It, you know what? It could have been the 1080s.
The what?
Or the 080s.
What?
Yeah, long, long time ago. Well before anyone we knew was alive.
You mean they're older than John Stamos?
Oh, well, well older than John Stamos. Yeah. John Stamos, his great-great-great-great-great-grandparents weren't around when this horse banana clip was first manufactured.
Older than George Clooney?
Oh, much older than George Clooney.
Oh, my.
Much older than George Clooney.
Okay, so horses have been around for a long time with long hairs.
Yeah, yeah. Horses are much like humans where they are generational. So they don't live forever, but they keep reproducing.
Okay, so that's the only thing that makes America unique, not Atlantis?
That is one of the most specific ones that I've recently learned about. Atlantis, again, it could be real. I'm sure that if there is funding, they will continue to search for it. But I don't think that they will find it.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you then.
Okay.
So you say you're an archaeologist. Every archaeologist I've ever hooked up with has a whip. Do you have a whip?
You know, when you graduate from archaeology, well, in where I got my doctorate, when you graduate from the archaeology department, instead of a diploma, they will give you a whip.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it down. I said, you know, if I have to use this whip to get things on a dig, maybe I'm not going about it the right way.
This doesn't sound like you're a real archaeologist then.
Well, I certainly get paid for it and I teach it, but I just feel the use of force is too much. Nothing is worth hurting another human for.
Are you sure?
For me, that's what my moral compass says. Are you someone who hurts people?
No, but sometimes my dad hurts my feelings.
I don't like to hear that.
Well,
but you know, I had a rough father too.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
You have a father? I thought old people didn't have a father. Because you're so old.
Well, I did. He has since passed to the other side. But yeah, he pushed me very hard.
Oh.
He wanted me to be a fly fisherman like him. And he was rough with me and would yell at me, like, catch the fish or you're not eating. That kind of thing. But I'm here and I'm able to be happy regardless of that relationship. So I wish the same for you.
Wait. Okay. So I was a really good student in high school.
Okay.
I got a B on my AP World History test.
Wow.
Yeah. And you said fishing. Were you a hunter and gatherer? Is that something that you do?
That is That is, well, now we are all more gatherers, right? Because you're going to the grocery store and you're gathering. But that is part of the human tradition. Yes, there were hunters and there were gatherers, and that is before, I'm blanking, before crops became a thing.
Oh.
Before we started.
Before crops?
Yes, yes.
Like back in the 40s?
Sure, yeah. And even further back from that, there is agriculture is the word that I'm looking for. Agriculture. Before agriculture, we were hunters and we were gatherers. Yeah.
Agriculture. Now that sounds fascinating. What's that all about?
Agriculture is essentially using the earth to grow food or crops or vegetables, plants for our own purposes and mostly for eating.
So what does it mean when my stepmom calls me passive agriculture?
That she's probably saying passive aggressive. And passive aggressive is, yeah, when you're kind of...
That's not the same thing?
Well, if she's saying passive agriculture would be like a corn seed flies and it just ends up growing somewhere. But
I don't think that's what she means.
Yeah, I think she means passive aggressive, which just means you don't feel comfortable with your anger or with your displeasure about something. And so you sort of say it in a snide way rather than just being upfront about it.
Okay, you sound like my therapist Kirsten now, so let's move on.
Okay.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, Professor. So you're saying that people came to the Americas, you're saying? People like Columbo, he came over to America. Okay, so I was doing a little bit of research before this because my producer told me I had to do some preparation.
Sure.
Whatever. She told me when I was doing my research, she told me to look this up and it was actually kind of helpful. She said that people came over to the Americas from Asia on the Bering Strait.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So when Columbus came over, there were already people in the Americas. I hope that that's known. And of
like
course
George Clooney.
Maybe. Yeah, that's. I mean, it could be. It's not likely.
Andrew Garfield.
He would have been probably in the UK, but could have been here. So mid-Pangea. Pangea, of course, is when all of the continents basically got divorced. In mid-Pangea, when what is now modern-day Russia and modern-day Alaska were still touching, people did come over from East Asia and then populated the Americas. And we know that through archaeology because they left food wrappers as they walked. Isn't that interesting?
They left food wrappers?
They left food wrappers. They were...
Like who?
Oh, sorry. WRAPPERS. So if you went to McDonald's, Burger King, and your sandwich was wrapped in something, it was that because they were constantly on the move, they had to wrap their food because they didn't have a kitchen, you know, when you're on the move. So they wrapped their food in leaves and cloth, bark, and then those were strewn about.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about because my stepmom, Sharon, sometimes used to make me pick up after her.
Oh.
So I'm kind of like those people. So those are like my ancestors.
Yes. Well, and if she is the one who's throwing the food wrapper, she is like them. But you are still a good person.
No. Sharon does not get anything special. Sharon gets my dad and the house. I can have this one thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, yes.
I can have this one thing.
You can, yes. And I don't know Sharon, but I...
Can you let me have this one thing?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Okay, anyway, so you said the Bering Strait question.
Yeah.
Is there a Bering Bai or like a Bering Gate?
Okay. Well, it did used to stretch across different continents, so it was pan-continental.
What?
Because pansexual? Is that what you were?
What?
I'm going to stick to archaeology. I tried to play your game and it didn't really work out for me.
What? Are you implying something?
No, I was... You said is like you were using straight as in a sexual preference. And so then I was trying to make the same joke about being pansexual. But it didn't work out for me and I don't feel good about it.
Oh!
I'm sorry.
That was funny. Okay, so you keep talking about finding stuff like in the Americas, which is like really interesting.
Sure, yeah.
So I have a question. One time I got really tipsy at my niece's graduation and we have annual passes to Disney World. So then I went to the French Pavilion at Epcot and I kept digging. I just like kept digging. And then I eventually almost found something. Does that make me an archaeologist?
It does. It does. Wow. And this is one of the ways that we try to engage younger generations in the passion that is archaeology. If you are finding material remains that lead you to investigate human history or history in general, yes, you are an archaeologist. And wow. I encourage you to continue with your archaeology.
You hear that, Sharon? I'm doing something with my life.
He's doing something, Sharon.
Professor, you're funny. You should respond to those Instagram DMs. Professor, so just a question. Have you ever found, like, what's the coolest thing that you found in your findings, in your diggings or whatever? Excavations.
Oh, we have found many, many cool things. But I will tell you one thing that was unique to me. This was outside of Nashville, which is where I live. And we were working on a site and digging deeper, not finding anything. But I just had this feeling that something was going to be there. And eventually, I came upon a rudimentary tool, maybe from 10,000 years ago. And it would have been used maybe as an axe, something to club with. Could have been a weapon. Could have been.
I love clubbing.
Yes, it is.
I love clubbing. Do you go out?
Yes, absolutely. I took my wife to Olive Garden last night, and it's one of my favorite clubs.
Olive Garden is not a club.
Well, we're part of the rewards program, and
okay. What's your favorite thing to get at Olive Garden?
Well, this is such a rote answer, and my wife says you gotta change. But it's the breadsticks, a warm breadstick. I mean, it's the cotton candy of carbohydrates.
Okay, are you gonna ask me what my favorite thing at Olive Garden is?
Oh, and what is your favorite item at Olive Garden?
You just like Sharon. God, it's the trip to Italy.
Oh, Tour of Italy. I love Tour of Italy. Yes.
Tour of Italy. That's what it is. Yeah, the Tour of Italy. You know, it's like the lasagna and the parmesan and then the Alfredo.
And now they have themed ones, Yoko. If you haven't gone back, they have a full tour of Italy menu.
What?
I mean, if you've got an innie, it's going to become an outie because you can stuff yourself with a tour, several tours of Italy.
Wow. Okay, so anyway, you're saying that you like clubbing.
I like clubbing. So we're digging out. We find this club.
Oh, yeah.
On the club is inscribed my name.
Your name?
My name.
What?
Is inscribed on this club.
What? Wait, okay, tell the story of it.
That is the, that's the story.
Why was your name on it?
We don't know. Now, archaeology, I probably don't have to tell you this, but we are jokesters. We are just always, so it could have been one of my colleagues pranking me. And they got down there. Again, we were about 100 feet into the earth. It was almost to where it was the nickel.
100 feet into the earth?
100 feet into the earth.
What is that, like 8 miles?
It's about that. It's about,
oh my God.
Which, one of my favorite movies, by the way. And
food wrapper.
Yeah, there it is, a food wrapper. So it could have been a prank, or it could be proof of multiple dimensions. I don't know, but I haven't slept much since.
Multiple dimensions. Okay, so do you have to do with that? Do you deal with like the thing that like Spider-Man messed up?
Oh yeah, multiverses. I'm saying that's one of the explanations. This is the only verse that I've been in. I'm a universe, right? As opposed to a multiverse. I'm a universe guy because I've only been in one, but it's possible. I don't know how my name got on that club, but there it was.
Oh my. So what did you do with it? Do you get to keep the stuff that you do?
I tried to, but Vanderbilt took it.
Vanderbilt took it from you? So now where? Yeah. Is it in the museum?
So it was supposed to be on display. First, you have all sorts of lasers and things that go through to date it and that. And one of my students was taking it to put it on display, was walking to the lobby, sort of where we display some of our more prized archaeological items, and she tripped and crushed it.
And so it's just gone now?
And now it is gone. It was so brittle from being so old that it was crushed.
Like my grandpa's pelvic replacement bone.
Oh, well, that sounds like a story.
I tripped and then I broke it because everyone said it was so brittle. And then my dad was like, this is the reason why we don't let you sleep in the house, because you just broke my dad's pelvis. And then Sharon was like, get off. Why are you still stepping on him? Get off of him. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And my dad was like, get off him. You're crushing him even more. You're crushing his pelvis. Why are you still stepping on him? And then I was like, oh my God, I tripped. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is he okay?
Oh, I don't know. I went to my best friend David's house after. I stayed there for 3 years.
Well, that's a long overnight.
Yeah.
That's a long weekend.
Sharon said, don't come. Anyway, okay, can I ask you a little bit of a personal question?
Of course.
How much do you make as an archaeologist? Because it sounds like I could be one.
I make $1.5 million a year.
You make $1.5 million? That means you're like a multi-billionaire.
Not yet, but if crypto works out the way that I'm hoping it does, I could be. But yeah, archaeologists it's one of the highest paid professions in the world as an archaeologist, a college professor, archaeologist, about $1.5 million starting salary.
Wow. So I should be one, and then I could make $1.5 million, and then I could buy back my dad's house.
That sounds like a plan to me, yeah.
And I could kick out Sharon and then make her stay with David for 3 years.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there, and again, this is coming from me. I had a hard relationship with my father and he also got remarried. I had my Sharon. I've had my share of Sharons. Is there anything that Sharon could do to make your relationship okay?
Wow. No one's ever asked me that. I guess Sharon could first say sorry. That would be great.
Yeah, acknowledgement.
Yeah. And I guess Sharon could say sorry for taking away my Nintendo DS when I was a kid, right before I was about to beat the Elite Four. And I guess Sharon could apologize for leaving me here at the studio the other week. I'd sleep here. Met the janitor.
Well, now you've told me, and I think the best thing to do would be to tell her. Because it sounds like that pain is your materialistic remains, painful materialistic remains that we just dug up, right? We did a full day dig and we found it.
Whoa.
We've now categorized it.
What?
And it's time to say, hey, Sharon, this club has your name on it, and it's hit me too many times, and I'm looking for an apology so I can move forward and be a multimillionaire archaeologist.
Well, you know what?
Archaeologist is what I mean. I am so sorry. I said archaeologist. Archaeologist. I meant archaeologist. I'm saying archaeologist a lot of times in a row, but you know what I mean.
Oh, my. Okay, well, stop. First of all, stop making this about you. This is about me. It's my podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
That is... Wow, that was a really good idea. I just need to get her number because she's blocking on every other burner phone she's had. But that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Once I get a hold of her, she won't tell me where she is, and she blocked me on Instagram, so I can't follow her story.
That's tough. That's tough. Yeah.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So I guess a question I have also is, do you think that this line of work that you're in, is it rewarding?
I want to say yes. I want to say yes.
Then say yes. I always do what I want to do, and I always say what I want to say.
But I don't feel that it is.
What?
I'm doing it for the money. A lot of college professors will tell you that. They are doing it for the money. Most teachers, in fact, will say they're doing it for the money, and that is the case for me. I got into this because it pays so well, but I hate travel. I don't like being outside, and all digs are basically outside, so then you have to think about sun protection, and sunscreen is still not where it should be. How is it still running and getting in my eyes? There's a lot of work to be done there.
Hmm.
I'm an indoor cat, and this job forces me to be outside, and I resent it for that, but I want to be rich.
Okay, so it's not rewarding? So if someone wants to have fulfillment in their life, they shouldn't go into archaeology?
Oh, well, not all buildings have the same blueprint, right? So what works for me might not work for you.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. If you're going to use all that fancy wording, you need to explain blueprint.
So what I'm saying is what works for me or what doesn't work for me might work for you or might not work for you. Every person is different, so their calling is different.
Is a blueprint like a blue version of Nicki Minaj's pink print?
Yeah, it could be. It could be, yeah, but it's also
what, I love that album. She's a food rapper.
Trust me, I know who Nicki Minaj is, and I am such a huge fan of her work. A blueprint, yeah, it's used in architecture to, you know, tell the builders what the building should be. It's like a script for a screenplay or screenplay for a movie.
It's like a dom top for a building.
It is exactly that.
It's like, you do this, you shut up. You have to call me sir.
Yes, it is.
It's like that.
It's a dom top, yep.
I love that. Wow. Okay, so maybe someone could like archaeology and could go into it.
100% they could like it. They could love it. This could be your calling. And it sounds like if you were spending your precious time in Disney World to dig,
yeah,
then maybe this is your calling.
Maybe it is.
There's only one way to find out, and it's to come on a dig with us. Would you like to come on a dig with us?
Oh, are you inviting me to a dig? Okay, I have a few rules, but I would love to come on a dig with you.
Okay, well, we've got our rules too. What are they?
Okay, wait, we should do one rule. I'll say one rule, then you say one rule.
Okay.
Okay, so my rule is, can it be to find Atlanta?
Yes. If you want to go find, if you want to do a dig in Atlanta, I'm sure we could make that happen.
Wow. Okay. What's your rule?
Our rule is be tidy. Be tidy at the dig. Everyone's got their little space, and we need to have everything categorized and clean so that we know when something's different so we're able to catalog it.
Okay. Well, my ex one time called me a messy bottom, so not like that. Don't be like with my ex.
Yes. If you have a messy bottom, you're going to need to clean it up before you come on the dig.
I don't have a messy bottom now. This was back in 2022.
Yes. Well, okay. I'm not saying, I'm just in general, no messy bottoms at the dig.
Okay. Okay. My second rule is, can I?
Yoko, are these rules or questions?
I guess they're kind of questions.
Well, they can be both. If you have other questions, let's do it. But I want to make the experience what you want it to be.
Well, I've never been on a dig, so it's really cool to get invited on a dig. I don't know. Like, I'm kind of nervous. I don't want to make a fool of myself. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Oh, and that is unavoidable because I will say, again, archaeologists we are pranky people. Most of actually the Jackass crew started out in archaeology. And on your first dig, there will be many pranks and you'll be the butt of many jokes. You cannot walk away from your first dig not feeling embarrassed with your tail between your legs.
Oh, well, is there a way I can skip that step? Because I don't like that. Because that sounds like my entire life from ages 0 to 26.
Oh, but this is done with love. This is not done in the absence of love. This is saying,
that's
welcome.
That's what my dad said.
Is your dad an archaeologist?
No.
Well,
he said everything done with love.
Yeah. I mean, I can only tell you the reality of what the job is. And on your first day on an archaeological dig, you will not be able to walk away from that dig without somebody taking their shovel and spanking you. And that is just part of the fun of an archaeological dig.
A spank.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all sorts of pranks of giving somebody a dirt bath, burying them, and then forgetting about them, which is always really funny, and then coming back the next day and being like, oh, wait, what's this artifact? Oh, it's Yoko, you know.
It sounds like you're planning to do that, Professor.
Well, we've done it before. Yeah, you got to watch out.
Okay.
On my first dig, I was buried underneath dirt for a month.
Okay. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for this.
Yeah.
This has been very educational, to say the least.
I hope you mean that, Yoko.
I do.
Good.
And we've come to our last segment called I Should Have Known. And so now that our guest has proven how knowledgeable they are on their subject, and honestly, I think I might have taught a thing or two, we're going to show how I'm not only an expert in their field myself, but also how I'm an expert in mine, me. So I'm going to ask my guest 5 questions on me to see who's the smarter one here. It's me. And our time begins now. Okay, so the first question, what's my worst fear?
Succeeding.
No. It's my key to Tampa being taken away because I had a key to Tampa. I have a key. I have present tense. Oh, I can't. Oh my God. I can't manifest it getting taken away. So I have a key to Tampa that the mayor gave me. And it's the most prized possession I have because Tampa is very important to me. You know, it's like the strip club capital of the Americas because I know a lot about Americas too. Okay. My producer's saying, keep going. Okay. Number 2, rank the Spice Girls in order of how much I think about them.
Scariest 1, sportiest 2. Baby is 3, Posh's 4, Ginger 5.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
I feel like I'm about to find out.
Are you dumb? I want the answer to that question. Are you stupid?
I'm a professor with a doctorate, a PhD.
Are you a stupid poopy head?
No, I've never had poop on my head, although I have gotten pink eye annually, which is something that I need to figure out.
Okay, well, the answer is obviously baby, scary, posh, sporty, and ginger. Duh.
Wow, posh is higher than I would have her, but hey, some people are in it for the flash and the smoke and mirrors, and other people just appreciate talent.
And this is why, Vanderbilt, if you're listening, take away his doctorate. Okay, who's my favorite singer?
Your favorite singer, Mandy Moore.
Wrong, it's Siri. Okay, where is my favorite second date spot?
Your favorite second date spot? Lake House.
Lake House?
No.
I feel like we've gotten to know each other. I'm terrified of water.
Okay. Can I try it again? How about a Italian restaurant? Wow, we've already done Olive Garden. Steak place?
You mean steak home?
Fogo de Chao.
No. The answer is Grinnell, Iowa. It's a great place to take someone on a second date. Delightful.
Oh, okay.
Really good liberal arts college there, too. I didn't get in, but fun to walk around.
Yes, I believe it's called Kenyon.
Okay, know it all. And number five, who is my biggest inspiration?
Apollo Anton Ono.
No! I'm still mad at him.
For what?
He knows what he did. He knows what he did. He knows exactly what he did. And if he replied to my texts, he would know that I'm not mad at him really anymore, but I just want that apology. And the answer is me. I'm my own biggest inspiration.
Okay, that's healthy. I will say that that sounds healthy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming on my podcast. And thanks for listening to this week's episode of Are You There, Dad? It's me, Yoko. And until next time, bye.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.